Baz Hashem Mizbuch will begin Perek Asiri, the 10th chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Ritzeach, the laws of murder, Shmiras and Nefesh, and protecting one's life in the Sefer Nezikin Book of Damages, which in this Perek will continue the theme of the previous Perakim, discussing that who murders by mistake, specifically that of the previous Perek regarding that of the Egla Arufa, which is actually when we don't know who murdered, and therefore the closest town has the obligation to bring the decapitated calf, and regarding the Nachal, the area where it has to be done. That's when begins Halacha Af regarding choosing the calf. Ein din egla rufa noi, the halacha of the decapitated calf does not apply, ilab eretz Yisrael, only if you find this slain person on the ground, you don't know who murdered him, only in the land of Israel, b'chim be'bayar, and also in the Transjordan, which has similar halachas to eretz Yisrael. Halacha base, egla rufa, the decapitated calf, ba'shtei shalom epachas, has to be 2 years old or younger. Avalam ha'isa ba'shtei shalom be'emecha, but if it was 2 years and 1 day, in its third year, psula, it's invalid. But ve'ein ha'mumin paislin, blemishes do not invalidate because actually by the paradum it says Asha'im Bam Mum, it does not have a blemish, which says the halacha of not having blemishes by the paraduma, not by the egla rufa. But Bafa Pikain, even though they're regarding blemishes, it does not have a halacha like a carbon, which would invalidate it, but imhoisid trefa, but if it had a mortal defect, then basula, it is invalid like a carbon. Because ultimately, kapar and nemabar, the pasuk in the Varm says, kapar la'amchi Yisrael, it does say the word atonement by the egla rufa, kakadishim, like by sanctified karbanis, which atone for their, also provide kapara. And just like over there, trefa would invalidate a carbon, so too by egla rufa, trefa would invalidate. Halacha gimel, kol avoid is priceless as egla. All type of work done with the calf invalidates it. Commercial place in paraduma, like it invalidates by the red heifer, shenema, like it says in the pasuk in Devarim, ashalei ubed ba, which no work was done with it. Now, v'lamen nema oil, why is it about carrying a yoke, achar shenema, if it already says ashalei ubed ba, which you should not have any work done with it, shukoil lo oil m'sharavodis, which that includes carrying a yoke, like all other type of work. The reason is, shoil paisel bein b'shas malacha bein b'shalei b'shas malacha, we have to single out a yoke, because that invalidates whether at a time when it's doing work, even when it's not doing any work. Even shemashcha ba'oil tavach, once it draws with the yoke a hand's breath, even though it's not even doing work with it, nitzel becomes invalidated. After bishlei chodesh, but even though no plowing was done with it, below sabam malacha, no work was done. Whereas the sharvay, there's all other types of activity. Ein poison ela achas malacha only invalidates when you're actually doing the work. Halacha dalt, kamalacha shilatzarka. Now any work that's for the requirements of the animal itself, could go in pedish talis eleha. Let's say you put a cloak over it. Because of to protect it from the flies. Then in the place, that does not invalidate it. But whatever is not for the need of the animal itself. Let's say you spread out a garment over it so that it could carry it. That's a forbidden activity. That would invalidate it. And anything similar to this, like we explained the laws of the red heifer in Perek Aleph, Halacha Zayin. Halacha continues regarding the timing of the decapitating of the calf. In orphanus egla bayin. We only decapitate the calf only by datum, levishnema, but kapara, because here's the terminology of atonement, which is kakadishim like b'karbanis, which all it's only valid during the daytime. And v'chaliyem kashal arifas, now the entire day is valid for the decapitating. And ve'ein oifin shtei agolas ka'achas, you don't decapitate two calves together at the same time. She'ein oisim mitzis chavis, you don't make mitzis into bundles, each one requires its own separate decapitating. Halach above continues regarding the prohibition of having any benefit from the egla rufa. Egla rufa asur ba'na. The decapitated calf is forbidden to have benefit from it because it says the word kapar like bakachim and kachim is forbidden to have personal pleasure from. And when the gber is b'mokam arifas, it's buried in the area where it's decapitated. And actually, mishaterid l'nachal, the moment it's taken down into the river, tiyasabanah, from that moment on, it already becomes forbidden to have benefit. Af bishadayin l'nerafa, even though the decapitating wasn't done yet. And therefore, v'meisa nishchata achar yuridas. If let's say they slaughtered it or died after it was taken down into the valley, even though it wasn't decapitated, it's already forbidden to have benefit, and it has to be buried. Halacha zayin. Nimtzu edim zaymin. Let's say the witnesses turn out to be huzam, which is, as they said testimony, but others say, how could you have said that testimony? You were with us at that time, you were not there. Sarezu meteres bano. So then, the calf becomes permitted in benefit. How so? Ketzad. So the Rambam explains. Let's, for example, a singular witness says, I saw the murderer, which that precludes the halacha of the egla rufa. But then two witnesses came along and refuted him. They said to him, you didn't see, which that, as we explained in the previous parak, then we believe them, and hence it goes back to the status quo, which requires the egla rufa. So they separate a calf, and they brought it down to the stream. La'arfal p.m. to decapitate it based on those two witnesses' testimony, the townspeople that are closest have to bring that egla. And then those two witnesses, well, Huzam, which, how could you have said you saw the murder at that day that you claimed that the murder, you were with us somewhere else? So now, it makes it back that it doesn't obligate the Ekla Arufa, because we believe that first person. So then, it's permitted to have benefit, it did not become invalidated, it may not become forbidden to have Hana, it is invalidated, it's like as if there was never a requirement, and it's like a regular Chulin type of Kef. Halacha Ches. Nimtza HaHoirig, if the murderer was found, Acholeti Erfa Aglo, before the Kef was decapitated, which the whole Halacha is because you don't know who, now they found the murderer. So Tetzi V'tidabed, here also, it goes out and it grazes in the flock, it's like back to be Chulin again, because it's not a situation of Megla Rufa. Now, Nimtza Acha Shenerfa, but let's say the murderer was only found after it was decapitated, to cover B'mkai has to be buried in its place, because it was a valid Egla Rufa. Why? Kashala Savik Bamet Chalasa, the whole reason of the Egla Rufa is because of the situation of doubt that we don't know. So Kippur Svik of Halkala. So it atoned for that doubt, which is what the purpose of Egla Rufa is, because we don't know the murderer, and it's done. And therefore, now, actually, as the Rambam continues, and even if you find the murderer after the animal was already decapitated, we don't say, okay, you already decapitated, already atoned for the murder. No. The murderer is going to be executed. Krishnamit says in the Pasuk, at the end of the Parsha Egla Rufa, after it's decapitated, it says, now you should get rid of to the murderer Hadamanaki for the clean blood, which that the person was innocently murdered, that is still an obligation. And it works both ways. It still has to be buried, because even if you find the murderer, that was the purpose in that time being. And then, yeah, after that time being, if you do find the murderer, you have to execute him. Look at this continues regarding the prohibition of doing any work in the area of where the calf was decapitated. Hanachal shnefa by Egla, the river where the calf was decapitated, also bezriyav avaydel oilim, it's forbidden to plant and to do any work in that area forever. Krishna says in the pasuk, with that shalay ovid by, which no work shall be done, and with the zoran should not be planted. Whoever does work within the body of the land itself, for example, like he plows, or he digs, or he plants vegetation, or he plants a tree, okay, it's bailo, things like this. He gets lashes for violating this negative prohibition. However, is permitted to go ahead and comb flax over there, and to chisel stones over there, because these two types of works are not done with the land itself. So although it's on the land, but it's not similar to plowing and to planting. That's like someone who's weaving a garment over there, or he's stitching. He's not doing any work in the land itself. That's why it says, shouldn't do any work and shouldn't plant, to tell you, just like the case that's specified, is planting is in the body of the land itself. Any work that's forbidden to be done over there is only with the body of the land itself. Halach Yod Ram concludes regarding forcing them to bring the Egla Rufa. Anche Kurevish and Nisachru, regarding the members of the closer city that delays. Lohiviv Egla Rufa, they didn't bring the decapitated calf. Koifa Noisim Mavim, we forced them and they bring it. Even it's already been many years. Shecheyove Egla Rufa, because the obligations of the Egla Rufa, Sha'ovala Yamikipurim, even if it already passed Yamikipurim, Chayavim Lahave Ach Yamikipurim, that's still an obligation to bring it even after Yamikipurim. That doesn't atone for that, and therefore the woman still be obligated to bring it even after many years.